Now, cubes don't appear so often, but sometimes we will have spheres, and we need to know the Fourier transform of a sphere. So I'm going to work this one out as well. This time I put them on an FCC lattice. Like spheres on an FCC lattice, and I want to know what is the Fourier series that describes a function that some constant c within the spheres and zero outside the spheres. And the spheres can be touching or they can not be touching. It doesn't, in the calculation, it doesn't matter. Also with the cubes on the last one. If the cubes don't touch, the Fourier series was the same. Okay, so I do the same thing. I write down the general formula for Fourier series, multiply it by e to the minus g dot r, and integrate it. And when I do that on the right-hand side, it just picks out one of the coefficients, and the integration gives a factor of the volume. On the left-hand side, I've got to integrate over this the unit cell of my function times e to the I g dot r. And the primitive unit cell in this case is just a sphere. So what I need to do is integrate this function e to the I, e to the minus I g dot r over a sphere. And this, it's possible to do this integration. First, I take this differential and I write it out in spherical coordinates like that. So this gets me the r squared sine theta dr d theta d phi. And the next thing that I do is I write out g dot r in terms of its components like this. So I get a theta into it. So g dot r is the absolute value of g, the absolute value of r times cosine theta. And then I also write out the exponential function as e to the x is cosine x minus I sine x, like this. Okay, and then it's easy to do the phi integration because phi doesn't appear anywhere here. And so you can do the phi integration from minus pi to pi right away. And what that does is it gives you a factor of 2 pi out front. And we still have to do the theta integration and the r integration.
So I copy that formula.